From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Islamic State forces flee a government complex in Ramadi. Iraqi military commanders say they have gained control of the main government compound in the city of Ramadi. They say engineers are still clearing the site of explosives devices left behind by fleeing Islamic State fighters. By late Sunday, Iraqi forces were still hours or more away from declaring total victory. Commanders said IS forces still controlled as much as three-quarters of the city as fighting progressed. Monitors and security sources say a UN-brokered plan to evacuate thousands of jihadist fighters under siege near the Syrian capital has been delayed. The delay follows Friday's killing of anti-government leader Zahran Alush. Alush was expected to guarantee safe passage to the jihadists. Details of his death remain unclear. Some reports say Alush was killed by an airstrike by government forces. Others say the airstrike was done by the Russians. Afghanistan and Pakistan have pledged to jointly work for an early resumption of peace talks between the Afghan government and the Taliban. They agreed to deal sternly with insurgent groups who refused to stop committing acts of violence. The pledge came Sunday during talks in Kabul between visiting Pakistani military chief General Raheel Sharif and Afghan leaders. The Somali militant group Al-Shabaab is claiming responsibility for an attack in northeastern Kenya Sunday that killed at least two police officers. A statement on a pro-Al-Shabaab website said fighters from the group ambushed a Kenyan military convoy as it left the town of El Wak, bound for Mandera. This is VOA News.